B. Toy Trouble. In the wake of the discovery that many imported toys contained harmful chemicals, the U.S. government has enacted a new law. This stipulates that all toys must be certified by independent laboratories as free from toxic substances. Though regulations are clearly necessary, small-scale toy makers are bitterly opposed to the new law. They say it fails to discriminate between the large corporations that have predominantly produced the toxic toys and small domestic businesses that, on the whole, have impeccable safety records. Small local toy makers often choose their materials carefully, using natural products such as wood and beeswax. The new law also places a disproportionate financial burden on small-scale toy makers. The price of testing to gain approval for sale can exceed $4,000 for a single product, an amount small companies can ill afford. But some consumer safety advocates who support the law reject these claims. They accuse large corporate manufacturers of conspiring with small-scale toy makers in an attempt to get the legislation changed, a charge that all toy makers deny. It will be left up to lawmakers to strike a balance that keeps toys safe and toy makers happy.
Questions. Number 13. What is one reason small-scale toy makers oppose the new law? Number 14. What do some consumer safety advocates believe?